Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gore, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the latest patches from Microsoft. Yeah, patches. Who cares about patches? No one really cares about patches. But this patch is pretty interesting. This patch is stopping a malvertising agency that I really wanted to cover because it's been all over the place because it used steganography, and I love steganography. A little known fact, I used to contribute quite a lot to the INCOG library, which is a steganography library written in .NET. I still occasionally, very, very occasionally contribute to it, so while we're checking that out. But steganography is very cool, the art of hiding things in other data, right? And this particular patch closes the vulnerability that this ad network, AdGulas, was using, thus preventing them. So the tip is, patches don't really help. Patches solve this, which is good, but patches don't really help. This vulnerability was open for 2 years. This vulnerability was used by malvertisers everywhere. This vulnerability was one that caused all sorts of problems over 5 million people. And I don't mean 5 million people total, 5 million people a day. 5 million people a day were getting whacked with AdGulas with this malvertising, where they'd infect the ad network, they'd stream stuff down to your box, they'd infect your box, and they'd pop up displays, and that's how they got their money. It was crazy, and Microsoft waited and waited and waited for 2 years to fix it. So the moral of the story is, not only do you patch now, patch quick, but be very aware that patching as a strategy alone is not going to provide you security. Even if you scan something, and even if you apply every single patch that's been identified with that scan, there's still a large number of vulnerabilities that have not been patched yet, or a large number of vulnerabilities that are not patch-related, are misconfigurations, architectural mistakes, implementation mistakes, etc. So I love patching as well as the next guy. Have a good configuration management database. Patch everything. We're good, right? I think I said that in a million and one databases, or a million and one videos. But, there's more to it because, as we saw with this recent Microsoft patch, they wait forever. So, layer defense is always the way to go. What would you do to stop malvertising like this? Browser hardening, anti-malware, firewalls with proxies, good intelligence from networks that show where AdGulas and their peers were running. The steganography was actually used to avoid signature detection. So you're looking for anti-malware that does behavior analytics. Those types of things. Constant death. With that, have a good weekend. I'm going to go get on a plane.